Welcome to the week number 6 of the 40 days in the desert. Last week, we had the awareness of how the hell was created in our mind. How it was so perfect that it looks almost impossible to escape. How the judgment becomes stronger and stronger to take us into self-destruction. With addiction, we start killing ourselves little by little. But sometimes the self-hate is so strong that we kill ourselves very fast. How can we change that? Well, awareness is always the first step. The awareness that life can be a little different. First, to be the awareness that we create the reality in the one we live. That is a story about ourselves. That we use the world in order to create that story. And nobody can change that world but us. The awareness is extremely important. To understand that only you can be the savior of your world, and nobody really can save your world, and your world can be saved by the action that you take, not just by what you believe. In order to help, you can take any tool that comes from anywhere in order to challenge the world that you create. Because when you rebel, a war begins into your head. Before you was very small, very young, that you cannot even try to rebel. But now you become stronger. Perhaps you are not completely an adult, or perhaps you really are an adult. But you're not a child anymore. You're not innocent anymore. You already fall into that hell that you create. But in that war, you may win or you can lose. It's not important, but at least you try. And this is the big part, you try. Then we use the attention in order to create the reality in the what you live, the reality of the victim, the dream of the first attention. Well, now it's time to use the attention for the second time and challenge that world, to challenge what we believe, to challenge that book of law that is so strict, to challenge that judge who is using the book of law in order to judge us. And to help the victim to stop believing in all those judgments. Then it's the introduction of a new world. And the attention will help us to change the whole book of the law and to make the judge change your point of view also, because the judge is just perfect the way it is, because he's using what we believe. And that's the reason why I wrote these 4 agreements. To be impeccable with the word. To be aware that you use the word in order to create the story about yourself, the story where you live, and to understand how important it is to be impeccable, because the misuse of the word will guide you to all those beliefs that wrote the book of the law. That you really believe in them is what pushed you to create all those agreements with everything that you believe. Now you have the awareness that perhaps more than 90% of your beliefs are not truth, because you misuse the word. You create all those lies, but modifying the truth, but misinterpreting the truth. Then, if you become impeccable with the word, then the attention will recreate a whole dream that no longer will be that hell that you create and the one that you are living in. Then to be impeccable with the word becomes extremely important. Don't take anything personally. Well, when you have the awareness that just like you, everybody around you, they create their own world, and in that world, they are the main character of their story, and you are only the secondary character of that story. That when they judge you, they're really judging the secondary character on their story, because they really don't know you. And you will find out that you don't know anybody either. You only know what you believe about them, as they only know what they believe about you. Then, but don't take anything personally. That gives you immunity with interaction that you have with each one of them. Don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. It's about the relationship that you have with yourself, the relationship that you have with that voice of knowledge that is talking to you all the time and is guiding your life. With that voice that comes directly from the judge or the victim, that is talking so loud, but only you can hear them and nobody else. And you make the assumption that everybody will judge you the way you judge yourself, and everybody will punish you the way you punish yourself. Then don't make assumptions becomes extremely important. Extremely, extremely important, and give you the immunity in the interaction that you have with yourself. Always do your best becomes extremely important, because it's the action. And practice made the master. Then everything exists in your mind, but becomes truth by taking the action. Always do your best. Perhaps it's difficult to be impeccable with the word, difficult not take things personally, and difficult not to make assumptions. But if something is possible, it's always do your best. Because this is the practice that will help you to change your dream from the first to the second attention. And you will use the power of the doubt in order to change the book of law, in order to challenge the judge. The power of the doubt becomes extremely important, and only through the action can work. To practice and practice and practice, then I invite you to use these four agreements to practice every single day to change the world from the first to the second attention, and to guide you to the very last judgment. That we will keep going in the next week. For now, you have all my love, and I wish you well, and I love you.